This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Started the NCAA tournament today from a, you know, practical standpoint. Philly's starting a week, and the Eagles rolled out a lot of their players yesterday that they recently signed, and a lot of press conferences. So we'll get you some of that audio coming up shortly. Plus, Bryson Stott, what he said to Joe and Hugh this week about his injury in an interview with those guys. That was interesting stuff. So we also honored Joe Wechter today. In the next 3 hours, you will hear from Wechter himself, from Joe Conklin, from Al Morgani, from Jonesy, from Angelo. Angelo in studio with us at 9 o'clock today, so be tuned, 9 o'clock, for the big guy coming back. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't know what the right way to frame this is in the most interesting way, but I'm trying to figure out, John. I just talked to Joe, and I said, hey, what was your first year? And he said 87. So what would be the best way to denote from a Philadelphia sports standpoint what Wechter's longevity represents? I'll start with this.
J.J. Daniel.
Buddy Ryan had not yet made the playoffs.
Ooh.
So Buddy was the coach, and the first of his three playoff years hadn't even happened yet. James, give me another. So J.J. Daniel.
J.J. Daniel. Yeah,
87
the first
Flyers.
Thing that popped in my mind. So,
Ron Hextall's rookie year.
How about that?
Ron Hextall's rookie year.
Wow, really?
Coincides with, 86-87 was Hexy's rookie year. And that coincides with Wechter's first year. So, Rhea, give me an 87 fact that would denote this is how long Joe Wechter's. Like, Wechter got to Philly, or no, Wechter got to WIP 12 years before Andy Reid became the Eagles head coach.
Wow, that's insane.
And that one's a long time ago.
Yeah, I was still in college.
Yeah, that's another one. That's another one.
John Felski was the Phillies manager. How about that?
That's great. All right. And, John, what grade were you in 87?
Oh, my gosh. I seventh.
Yeah, I was third. You're four above me.
I was on the seventh grade. Eighth grade. I was playing up on the eighth grade basketball team. Intimidated by a kid who tried to beat me up every day. That happened to me a lot in the locker room around this time where I was smaller and younger.
Wow.
And trying to play up.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so bigger, older kids were like holding me down and hawking loogies in my face and stuff. It was not an easy adjustment.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's horrible.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Very rough times in Mechanicsburg.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that's 1987.
That's a downer. But
things got better.
Well, they did. John got bigger and John got older. Yes. And then John became big man on campus. All right. So Wechter's big man around here today. We honor him.
Hold on a second. 1987. It was the worst year. The worst year of my entire career.
Well, you didn't have a career in 87, but go ahead.
Okay. Worst year of my school career, my young athletic career, because 1987 was when my feet grew and nothing else did. And so I was still, I remember my mom, I was at the same school that my mom was teaching at.
You were gangly.
My mom was teaching sixth grade, She's 5'6".
Okay.
I was shorter than she was, and my shoes were these, which, you know, there's size 14 or 15, and so it didn't work.
That's a problem.
And my body, remember, it was midget football. The weight limit was 136 pounds that fall. So I was shorter than my 5'6" mom. I weighed less than 136 pounds, but my feet were exactly what my feet are right now as a full-grown man.
That's not good. That's not a good thing.
I couldn't move. I couldn't run.
Wow.
I didn't know what was wrong. All of a sudden,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're slower. I couldn't do fast, exciting
things. To everybody listening, $10 for anyone who has video of this, and I might
only $10.
I might up it to $20 if he's really embarrassing.
That's worth way more than $10.
No, John, I'm sorry to hear all that, man.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. I was also bummed to hear. Well, I may be encouraged. Actually, I take it back. That Bryson Stott had this injury last year, because maybe that really explains why he was so not that good. Let's listen to Bryson Stott. He was on with Joe and Hugh earlier this week. Good interview. Joe and Hugh down in Clearwater. And Stott detailed his injury from last year. Listen to what he said.
What happened in Miami, and how did that affect your swing throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I just took an awkward swing, and I think it was facing Brazelband, and it's kind of wasn't supposed to be a check swing, and it kind of was. I think it was a hanging slider or something that I usually hit, and my fingers just went numb, and I was like, what just happened? And fouled a pitch off again, and I still got that kind of tingly feeling, and then it was fine for a couple days, and then I took another awkward swing, and it was more of, I mean, we swing with so much force, and when you are out front or swing and miss, you kind of get a hyperextension that not a lot of people feel, and just me throwing right-handed as well, I don't think it ever really calmed down, and it was the weirdest thing, because I'd be in the cage, it was fine, when I hit the ball, fine, just hitting the ball kind of stopped that kind of jolt, and it's going to sound really dumb, but only when I swung and missed, just because there was nothing stopping the force and the snap of your arm, and it kind of just never calmed down.
John, that sounds no fun, man. I mean, the swing and miss, and there's nothing stopping it, and that triggers the numbness again. Like, that's a wild concept.
There's no escape. And then you I'm sure you anticipate that, and it affects the way that you're swinging, the way that you're missing, the way that you're thinking. How does that not affect your
approach
negatively?
Well, he talked more, and we'll get to it later in the show, but he also talked about how he was sort of hesitant to swing and miss,
yep,
which made him hesitant to swing.
Crazy to think
right?
about.
Think
how
about that.
It really does right. impact so many layers of thinking.
Yeah. Look, many things to be excited about with the Phillies this year, one of which is the Phillies very much should get a better Bryson Stott, and maybe a way better Bryson Stott. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up with Zach Bond said yesterday about re-signing with the Phillies. Rob Thompson on the Ranger situation with his bad back. We got a lot to do, including Wechter will join us Conklin will join us. Al Morgani will join us. All in studio. Your phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It's 94 WIP.
FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball because through the first two rounds of the tournament, you can bet on the lowest winning seed of the day and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now that's an upset you will not be upset about. This year, there are some great mid-majors that could pull off a stunner too. A San Diegan team is still in there, and they're actually playing my son's college. That's pretty exciting for me. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines and team totals, plus so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download America's number one sports book today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to bet and win big today.